Hello and welcome to Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kauji. Now, Niaga Spotlight goes through the week in business and future affairs. Market Watch Industries analysis and insights, we've got you covered on Niaga Spotlight. Right, so very interestingly enough, for this week's analysis, we're going to take a look at tourism industry opportunities. So let me give you a little bit of an introduction. For 2023, Malaysia is targeting 16 million tourist arrivals, but in Q2, we're still lagging behind. Chinese tourists are targeted to fill out a quota of 5 million tourists, yet hurdles include high travel costs, insufficient flights, and actually currently 81 flights per week from various cities across China to Malaysia is insufficient to ferry target number of tourists. Also now, a couple of key figures and trends before we move along. Now, this is the big picture, the overview over the last decade or so. Malaysia actually reopened borders to tourists in April 22, while all vaccination PCR test requirements were dropped in August 2022. Tourism is, of course, a key source of Malaysia's income, accounting for 6.8% of the country's GDP in 2019. In 2022, we welcomed 10.7 million tourists. This generated 28.2 billion ringgit in tourism income. This, however, was still a drop to less than 39% compared to pre-pandemic levels. We saw 26.1 million tourists in 2019, by the way. So now, overall, tourist arrivals plateaued between 2010 to 2019, rough average being around 25.8 million arrivals per year. The highest ever that we saw was 27.4 million tourists. That was in 2017. And interestingly enough, in July 2019, the Minister of Tourism expressed confidence in achieving 30 million tourist arrivals in 2020, and this contributing an estimated 100 billion ringgit in revenue. But then the pandemic hit. So arrivals quite naturally dropped in 2021 to just 134,000 odd tourists due to ensuing travel restrictions. So now, moving along for a quick regional comparison as we move along. Malaysia outperformed Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, Vietnam in tourist arrivals post-pandemic recovery at 39%. However, also, Thailand's 2019 pre-pandemic arrivals was nationally record-breaking at 39.8 million foreign tourists. And meanwhile, we also look at Singapore. Number of visitors reached 6.3 million in 2022. So this was rather interesting. And moving along from there into Indonesia, which saw 5.47 million foreign visitors in 2022, a 33% drop for their pre-pandemic levels. Meanwhile, for Thailand in 2022, they beat their tourism target with 11.15 million foreign visitors, surged from just about 428,000 during the pandemic-related curbs. And lastly, quick look at Vietnam, which welcomed over 3.66 million tourists in 2022. Right, so moving along from there, now we have a quick caller on the line, online, who will be discussing Malaysia's tourism industry opportunities with me, Nigel Wong, Honorary Treasurer with the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents, MATA. Nigel, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Right, so Nigel, now Malaysia's anticipating Chinese tourists to return in full force from July during China's summer holidays. What preparations are underway to ensure our tourism ecosystem is going to be capable?
Well, I think the tourism industry has already been gearing up to welcome tourists, not just the Chinese, tourists from all over the world. We've learned over the pandemic not to rely too heavily on one particular source market. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, we are very much expecting the arrival of our tourist guests from China again. We're very excited about that. And as far as the industry is concerned, everywhere from travel agents, tour operators, down to hotels, we're all gearing up in our own way. Travel agents have got their staff back on hand. They're gearing to do more promotions into China. They're already doing it online as well. Business talks have resumed with our counterparts in China. Hotels, I believe, are gearing up, trying to desperately get as much manpower back into their hotels as possible to cater for what we perceive will be a larger influx of Chinese tourists heading towards the end of the year.
Right. That's very interesting, particularly considering the fact that, as you said, we want to be targeting not just Chinese tourists, but also a wider scope of them. Now, real talk though, Nigel, tourism industry operators have to foot the average 30% rise in cost of doing business. How dependent is the sector on government assistance for recovery? Just a quick brief, during Budget 2023, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim did announce 2025 will be Visit Malaysia year, with the government allocating 250 million ringgit to promote tourism. So all that taken in mind.
Okay, I'll be very candid here. I'll put it this way. The tourism is still reliant on assistance from the government, but I must also say that the government is also very reliant on the private sector as well to ensure that we meet those numbers for 2025 or even 2023, 2024. And that simple reason is because while we can spend a lot of money in promotions, nice videos, you know, big branding promotions nationally, which is very, very important to raise awareness of the country, what's really going to make a difference is if our tourism industry players are actually on the ground. So this is what we call our boots on the ground theory, actually engaging with our counterparts overseas. And this is where the numbers are going to come in. This is where we get groups. This is where we get business events. You know, this is where we get, you know, we target and acquire new source markets. And it's only when the industry players are meeting their counterparts face to face that this is going to be possible. So that being said, during the MCO period, the governments did what they could, given the lack of resources. And unfortunately, we see today maybe nearly a quarter of industry, you know, especially travel agents, have yet to come back. The current budget for 2023 could have been better, but we understand that there are other priorities that need looking into. What we can only say is that, number one, we are hoping for a better budget leading up to 2025, because that's where everything's going to happen. And number two, there needs to be a much more targeted allocation for industry stakeholders to go overseas, sales missions, engage their counterparts on the ground, and bring in the sales.
Absolutely. And Mata has been particularly active in this arena, which is very encouraging. Now, Nigel, staffing struggles are another issue. As you were mentioning, tour operators who have or have not come back, especially when it comes to lack of management and skilled workers for the tourism sector. How can these chronic issues be overcome, in your opinion?
Okay, so during the pandemic, we've lost a lot of experienced manpower. And unfortunately, as much as I hate to say it, you know, in Malaysia, we're very, very fond of quote-unquote quick win scenarios, which, while it may generate a desired effect in the short term, actually doesn't do anything much for the tourism economy in the long run. Now, one of these areas is actually manpower. At the moment, locals especially tend to look at tourism as an industry that you have to get into if you've got no other alternative. Now, we've spoken to a lot of institutions, you know, that are running tourism courses, and the number of local students that are actually participating in degree level, you know, programs for tourism are very, very disheartening. And so what we need to do in for the short term is, especially for the hospitality industry, make sure that it is much easier for the industry to bring in foreign experienced workers to make up for the shortfall in the short term. And at the same time, we need to put a lot more effort into creating an awareness that tourism is actually a very lucrative industry, encourage our locals to get into the industry across, you know, the entire spectrum, and basically start planning for, you know, 3 to 5 years ahead, where our own locals will make up the bulk of that experience hire. And then we should not have to rely so heavily on foreign labor or foreign imports.
Yes, definitely. Looking 3 to 5 years in the medium term rather than, you know, always reacting to what's happening on the ground, right? And also just wanted to quickly highlight the fact that aside from, of course, the overall industry and everyone that they hired, in particular, women who lost their jobs from the tourism-related industries and tourism, they are possibly the ones who could do with a lot more upskilling to perhaps return to work. One last question, Nigel. The airline, hotel, transportation sectors also require attention. So Malaysia target of 11 billion USD in tourism revenue for 2023 can be somewhat possible. What immediate steps can help streamline these essential industries?
Okay, For 2023, it's going to be a bit of a tall order, given we're probably already almost halfway into the year. But that being said, I think for the airlines, what we need to do is make it lucrative for more airlines to fly into the country. So we need to start looking at tourism as not so much or not just a promotions game, but our strategy should actually center on the number of people that we can bring through our airports, especially whether they are transit or whether they're going to be staying in Malaysia, to encourage that flow of traffic into the country. So in short, if the government could work together, especially with regards to visas, all right, if we loosen restrictions for different target groups of tourists, especially from India and China, make it easy for them to come in, we'll generate that demand. At the same time, if we ensure that costs, to fly into our airports are manageable, we should encourage more airlines to fly into Malaysia and thereby generate that traffic. Now, for the hotel side, the immediate requirement, of course, as they've all been saying, it's going to be a manpower issue. So we need to make sure that our hotels are properly staffed, not just so we can open the hotels, but so that we can deliver that quality of service that's so crucial for retaining tourists and getting them to come back. Now, the other thing that the government can look into, I'm not sure if it's possible for 2023, though, is to quickly look at the cruise industry. Cruise ships bring in thousands of people at one go. It's fantastic for the economy, as can be seen in Penang, for example. And a lot more effort needs to go into making Malaysia one of Asia's cruise hubs or premium cruise destinations. And that itself will encourage a lot more inbound traffic into Malaysia.
Some food for thought there, especially perhaps if the cruise industry could also be made a little bit more COVID safe. So lots of interesting thoughts. Thanks, Nigel, for sharing your insights with us on Niaga Spotlight.